Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council. And note for the voice record that today is February 17th, 2022. That we have a quorum of our council members here with us. And our city administrator, our city attorney, and two members of the public are here with us. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The consent agenda tonight consists of the minutes from our last council meeting on January 20th, 2021. And I think that's all we've got on our consent agenda. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Under old business, we have before you a reconsideration of the bylaws of our Planning and Zoning Commission. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Sure. At their November 9th, 2021 meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a change to their bylaws to enable the chair to vote. As currently written, the chair is only authorized to vote in two cases, either to ensure quorum or to break a tie vote. Under the proposed change, the conditions under which the chair can vote would be removed.
Okay, do I hear a motion regarding this?
I'd like to make a motion to change the bylaws as requested by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Scott moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under new business, Gary Valino is here tonight from 380 Lakeshore Drive, who wants to talk to us about his concern regarding stormwater. He has kindly presented information that our city council members have diligently studied. So if you'd like to come forward, Mr. Valino, you don't need to repeat all the stuff you've shared with us because they're real good about studying it, but if there's anything you want to add or if there's anything they want to ask you, that's what takes place here.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me, and good evening, everybody. I'm not as – hasn't been involved in this issue as much as some of y'all have, so you may have more information I even have on this issue. But my observation of this over the last 6 months has been that there's a considerable amount of runoff. Where it comes from and how it gets there and all that is up for a lot of debate, but it's definitely a lot of runoff that's going into the pond across the street from me. It's Cindy and Faye's, you know, that pond, and eventually makes its way into Berkeley Lake and digging into it. As you know, Ryerson is supposed to fix something, and I'm here to say, why are we waiting on Ryerson to fix something? I mean, this has been going on for multiple years, and honestly, what I've heard about their fix isn't a fix. It'll probably make the matter worse, because right now that pipe is clogged, and it's not like, you know, all the water and bottles and trash all stacked up on the Ryerson side of the property. If they were to fix it and open that pipe up, it's going to bring a lot of that debris and silt into that pond. So I'm really here to ask the city of Berkeley Lake to see if they want to get involved in looking at the city's property area and figuring out what needs to be done there. So that's the question. No more wait and see. Do we want to, you know, get somebody in there that knows about erosion? What's the status of it? Is it causing a problem? Not a problem? Let's get to the brass tacks of this thing.
Thank you. Anybody want to ask a question, clarify?
Sure, yeah. On your point number three, you're pointing out that we should, or asking that we be involved in the work that the county does on the pipe. Can you give me some specifics about what you see as our involvement with the work that they are doing on the pipe itself?
Actually, I don't think they're going to do anything with the pipe, to be honest with you. So it's not getting involved in the pipe, the work of the pipe. That was under the guise of that the county's eventually going to do something. I see this, you know, look, they haven't done anything for many years, as you guys know, right? So what I'm saying is, let's not get involved. Now that the city owns the property where all that water is going into, we can do something about it. We don't have to mess with their pipe. Their pipe is dumping into the city land, and now we can take control of that water.
Yes, sir. It was good to see you. I've read all of your materials and all of that.
Sure.
You have a lovely, lovely home, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. That's my wife's project, so I'll pass it on to her, but I appreciate that.
I'm not clear, even after reading your materials, specifically what you're asking the city to do differently now than they're already doing. Would you expand a little bit, as you can? I mean,
sure.
Asking, and when I say the city, I mean, you know, the taxpayers.
Yeah, the taxpayers, absolutely. What I'm asking for is somebody that knows about erosion control. You know, I'm not an expert in that. But a city planner, you know, when I was talking to the Peachy Corners folks, they had somebody that, you know, was talking about erosion and those types of things, knew a lot about it. And they went and walked that property and identified the problems and said, yeah, this is a problem, and worked with Ryerson. So I'm looking for, if we need to hire somebody, you know, I don't think this is an expensive project, but to look and see if there is something that can be done to stop. It's basically a big mud pit that slowly moves into that pond. You can just kind of watch it. It's just when it rains, it's just a massive swampy area that naturally is going to push dirt and debris into that pond. It might be as simple as putting up a silt fence along the pond. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That this is might not be as big of an issue as you know, sitting here waiting for somebody to do something for the last couple of years. So the specific ask, let's get somebody that knows a little bit about, you know, erosion control, take a look at that area and make a determination of, can we do something about this or not?
And whether or not now might be the time to do it. I mean, there's some concern and discussion that until the problems are fixed on the other side of the road, we don't really know what the problems are on our side. As you said, there may be debris, there may be other things that are coming through the pipe after they fix the problems. I'm all for analysis and figuring out what we might do now, but I would hate it if we jumped the gun and made a fix now that then turns out to not be the right fix once all these other problems are corrected. You know, it's probably not a bad idea to get that kind of advice.
Yeah, I think that's what we're really asking here, is get some advice on that property, because, you know, you said we don't want to jump the gun. I mean, from my understanding, Faye may back me up, how long has this been going on?
Well, we started about 6 years ago.
So 6 years it's been sort of festering itself. So I just think to put this issue to a little bit of rest, if you will, just get somebody to give us an opinion. They may go, hey, if the city opens up this pipe, you got a hell of a problem going on here. Or if they say,
you mean the county?
The county. Yeah, I'm sorry. The county. If the county fixes this pipe and all that water comes rushing through here, you may have a big problem. If they don't fix it, then, you know, here's what you should do. And that's it. This is not a huge ask where we're bringing in a lot of equipment, because I think to quote fix it correctly, we're probably, you know, whatever that is, it would probably require a considerable amount of work.
At least now we own the property where we can do the work.
That's the point. That's kind of what the difference is between now and 6 years ago, is you do own the property.
Anybody else have something you want to ask or say?
Bob Smith and I did go and walk the property on the other side of Peachtree Industrial along Durbin Road, and I walked down to the pond on the far side, and it appeared to have several feet of standing water, clear standing water. I could see the bottom visibly, and it was trickling through the pipe under Peachtree Industrial. So it appears that the pond on the far side is having a positive effect, and that it's filtering and blocking a tremendous amount of solids, if you will. What you're pointing out here is discoloration. And I think Steve Sykes could help explain to you the difference between sedimentation, turbidity, discoloration, and silt. And so water will be discolored during a rain event. Whether it's carrying significant solids or not, it really depends on what it's flowing across. The purpose for us purchasing that land there along Peachtree Industrial on our side was to prevent it from being developed. It wasn't necessarily intended for us to install any sort of infrastructure per se. In fact, it's almost preferable if they don't do anything with the pipe under Peachtree Industrial, because that would just increase the flow of water coming in. Right now, the pond on the far side is doing its job. A tremendous amount of solids settle over there. As you can see on your other pictures, the earlier photos further up towards the railroad, that's where the majority of the erosion is taking place. So the erosion is taking place. You can see the red clay next to that waterfall. That's where obviously that's something that Ryerson needs to resolve. That's on the Peachtree Corners side of Peachtree Industrial. So I think right now a lot of things, that pond is working on the far side of Peachtree Industrial. And it is retaining the vast majority of solids. I did not see anything in the way of erosion on the property on our side of Peachtree Industrial. In fact, it looked fairly undisturbed, fairly natural. So there doesn't appear to be any disturbance, land disturbance, on our side of Peachtree Industrial on the piece of land where we recently purchased. So that was more of a defensive purchase so that it doesn't become developed.
Well, so the water does come from the Ryerson property eventually through. I mean, it seeps through because you can, in one of my pictures, it's a very slow trickle. And I was in the pouring rain. Okay. So to your point, the Ryerson property pond is helping out. But once it gets to us, it's not channeled anywhere. Once it gets on that Burke Lake property, it's not channeled anywhere. And what happens is it's slowly moving a lot of that silt and stuff. That's why nothing can grow. It does. So
the slow moving water won't move nearly as much silt as the fast moving water would.
Won't move as much, but it's moving because Faye will attest where the mud's coming in from.
Yeah.
Is that area. When you can watch it. You can watch right now the water is, you know, as clear as it's gonna be. It hasn't rained in a while. But as it starts to rain and things start to happen, it comes from that area. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct.
So you see a lot of discoloration. That's fine. I get it. Discoloration coming in from there. But with that discoloration, what that means is it's picking up that mud and that whatever debris in there and moving into the lake.
Pond.
Into the pond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Faye may be able to answer this better, or you may well know. I don't. But there actually are two streams that enter the pond. What would you say is the percentage of water that comes from the stream that's coming underneath PIB versus the stream that's coming down the hill from the green space and the other upland?
That area that comes with this, the water that comes in behind my house comes from Duluth.
Right. I'm just asking about a percentage of how much of the water into your pond. Do you have a feel for how much that is?
I would think that a good 60-70% comes from Duluth when it's really like a gully washer.
Okay,
so a lot of rain comes in that way.
So this is a third or a little more.
It's clear.
Okay.
And what happens when it starts raining is the water from the Ryerson area, and I don't consider that a pond. I'm not sure I would consider that a pond over there.
It's not supposed to be a pond, but it is now.
I mean, it just it depends on the flow of the water. And it's blocked, you know, because the Gwinnett County pipe is blocked.
So it's a smaller percentage of the water, but it's where all the problems are.
It's where we think that if there's not some, if the county comes in and uncovers and cleans out the silt, then it'll be an open culvert that will allow a lot of mud and debris, silt, and stormwater to come through. We just don't know in depth what Gwinnett County is planning for that area, other than they plan to remove the silt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're concerned about.
And specifically, your question, though, is Duluth, that stream from Duluth, they built a retention pond, a cement, you know, area for all that to come back. That's why it's clear coming in. And they have silt fences up there. They have rocks. You know, so when it's coming in from that side, it's clear. It's basically street runoff, you know, at that point. And then what's happening on the Ryer side, there are a couple other drain points. I haven't really seen them flow, but, you know, off of Peachtree Industrial. But you can watch that water. I mean, it's coming. It's not fast out of that Ryer, but it spreads out and makes a big swampy area back there.
Which is preferable.
Which is great. That's why I think even if you planted plants, it would solve some problem. I wouldn't even say, because that loose soil is so loose, it eventually is going towards the pond. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's going to move towards with the flow of the water. So even if there's, you know, some plants to held back that soil, would make sense. But again, I'm not an expert at this. I just think it would take someone, put some eyes on it, and we could just put this thing to bed and go, guys, just leave it alone, or guys, if they're going to open that up, then you have a problem, you know. Or, hey, put a silt fence along here and call it a day. I'm not looking for a big solution here. I think that's going to require county.
Okay. Anybody else? Thank you for clarifying all that for us. We appreciate it. Faye, do you want to
What's the next steps, though?
Well, the next step, Lee and I have met this last week with Faye and tried to clarify some things that we need answers to.
And Lois, I want to tell you that our group is meeting tomorrow morning at 9.
Right.
And so we have a plan in hand. We'll go over it with everyone.
Good.
And submit it to you.
Good. So that's the next step, is that we are going to get that input and then see what we need to do to help.
Okay. Good. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay. Faye, did you want to add anything?
I just think that the Ryerson property, there are a lot of problems with it, and Peachtree Corners doesn't seem to be enforcing anything other than the turn and road problem. So we don't have enough information from Peachtree Corners or from Gwinnett County yet to know what we can do. But I concur that we really need somebody who's familiar, understands erosion, a civil engineering type person to take a look at the situation and advise us.
Okay. All righty. Hearing no further comments, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Okay, Rodney moves. Do you hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you for coming, both of you, tonight.
Thank you, sir.